Well, some alarming figures came to rise last Friday, and there are fears that it could spark another property market plunge because Australian house prices keep on surging. There's a new set of home borrowing figures that were revealed on Friday, and it shows an alarming trend that could spark another housing market downturn. You see, the banking regulator released new data, and it shows a surge in the proportion of borrowers who owe the bank more than six times what they earn, with interest rates now at a record low. So, in other words, you've got a lot of young people, these figures show a lot of young people are increasingly stretching themselves because they're desperate to get into a roaring property market. Charles Tarby, the owner of Century 21, is our real estate guru. He's on the phone right now. Hey, Charles, good morning.
How you doing, Luke? It's freezing.
I know where you are in the Blue Mountains. It's very, very cold. Have you had some snow?
We have, just a bit further up the mountain, we have had snow, Katoomba, Blackheath, a bit Lura. You know, I was there yesterday doing some work, and there's a bit on the ground there too. So, but it's just cold. It's really cold. Yeah, the ground is cold.
Mate, suck it up. It's winter, all right?
Thanks, mate. I love winter. I love it. But
it's winter.
Needs to move really quickly for me.
It's winter, except in Cairns, Townsville. Cairns yesterday, 29 degrees. I mean, what's going on? Hey, listen, Charles, these new figures that were released on Friday, the property boom has egged a lot of buyers to take on more debt than they probably planned. Does this worry you?
Yeah, it has for quite a few months, and it's a topic that we've spoken about, and I felt that the market was changing weeks and weeks ago. And mind you too, Luke, the information that data that came out, it's actually historical data. So, you know, it will be even a worse position today. There's still areas across the country where prices are still moving upwards, generally due to shortage of stock. But most of those areas are areas where people are paying in the millions, and I don't think that it bothers them being six times. But it is a concern, and it's something that we always tell people to watch very, very closely. Fear of missing out was a big thing we talked about. Fear of paying too much now is become an issue. Auction clearance rates have been softening. There's concern that the values will start to just level out, which means that these people that have got six times or more, they're going to be in a little bit of a pickle should interest rates climb. And that's another discussion we have to have too.
What are the banks doing? The Commonwealth Bank, the Westpac, ANZ and the NAB, are they playing fair?
Well, quietly, the banks have been putting up interest rates behind the scenes. It's also important for people to know that fixed rates are getting more expensive. And when people come out of those fixed rates in 3 years' time, we don't know what they're going to be. The RBA is saying that in 2024 rates are going to rise. We think that conversation is going to happen a lot sooner than 2024 when you look at some of the data that's out there. And this is all based, the banks are basing this on inflation levels. And they also want to make sure they're based on wage growth, and that they work around these numbers. And these numbers don't always stay steady. And I think that the talk about interest rates is going to be had a lot sooner than 2024.
All right. What's your advice to new home buyers? Is it worth getting into this much debt?
I would always say that to anybody that's buying, especially if it's their first home, factor in an interest rate rise. If you can afford it, go for it. If you're nervous about it with an interest rate rise, step back, because I hate the worst thing for me. A lot of people think it's great we sell more and more property, but the worst thing for us as real estate practitioners is to watch people lose money in real estate. And so I really want to make sure that if they can't afford that extra 0.5% or 1% or 1.5%, they should back off.
Charles Tarby is the owner operator of Century 21 Australasia South Pacific. Charles, let's do a whip around the nation if we can. What were the auction clearance rates like over the weekend?
Yeah, they're still pretty good, but they're softening. I mean, they're softening in certain areas. That's the thing that people have got to be aware of. If I look at the around the area, Sydney was 78.5. Keep in mind that it was in the high 80s not too long ago. Melbourne 73, which is really good given that they've been in lockdown. Brisbane 75.5%. Adelaide 86%, which is pretty good. Perth 70. Perth doesn't record a lot of auctions, but The one, Canberra, is 82.5%. But Luke, Canberra was in the high, in the mid to high 90s just a few weeks ago. So there is definitely a softening. When I look at the auction curve since the start of the year, it's been up and down, but it's been up and down in a downward trend. So it is definitely softening out there, except where there's a real tight shortage of stock, and that's generally in the expensive upmarket areas where not many people want to sell. So those prices are still moving fine.
And Charles, your favourite regional centres around Australia?
If I think about regions in Queensland, I love going north in Queensland. I like going into the Sunshine Coast and further up when I think about Queensland as a region. If I think about New South Wales, look, Newcastle, Central Coast regions are amazing regions and have been for quite some time. And there's so much growth in terms of property, in terms of culture in those areas. I go down to Victoria. You can't go past Ballarat and those areas. They're really still very, very strong growth areas. Now, Adelaide's an interesting area because if you get into Adelaide and you go south of Adelaide, you've got some stunning properties, wineries, and a lot of properties on the beach area. So there's not much regional when it comes to South Australia, but if I was thinking about South Australia, yeah, that's one of the areas I'd look at very, very closely. Perth, again, south, Mandurah, down to Bunbury, those areas. But Perth is one of the capital cities that still struggle the most, Luke, and is still probably the best priced area in the country. But the best value area in Australia right now is Brisbane, starting to appear. Southeast Queensland, yeah, starting to appear as the spot again. Yeah, to go to.
Exactly. Look, Charles, always good to talk to you. Thanks for that. We'll keep an eye on real estate. You're our expert, and we'll talk again soon, eh?
Thank you very much, Luke. Have a good morning, mate.
Cheers, brother. Bye-bye. Yeah, Charles Tarby there, the owner of Century 21, here on The Night Shift on Triple M.